couple of years ago now, as our leadership team, part of our leadership team here, part of our role is to lead the sisters as a religious congregation. And also, we're responsible for the property and the mission and ministry of the congregation. So we, along with the sisters, took a look at our current reality. And one of the things that we wanted to address is the on-campus living accommodations here for our sisters. We have about 120 sisters who live on the Marywood campus in various configurations, and several of them, many of them, live in what we call the Mother House, which is the really large building on campus. And they live in a setting which is sort of like single room with, they take meals in common, and we also have communal restrooms. So you can imagine long hallways with a ways to go, and some of our sisters are getting older and maybe have some mobility challenges. So we wanted to address the adequacy of our sister living space within the Mother House. And as you would stop and think about that, we realized that we look at the entire picture. We have about a 35-acre campus. We've been occupying it for 95 years, and we've had lots of great things happening and still do from this campus. And so before jumping into any plan about renovation of space, we wanted to look at everything and what's fully utilized, what's underutilized, and what might have some new ministry in store for it. As we look at it today in this very large building, there's really just one floor of one wing that's underutilized. And that's because the use we were making of it changed about a year and a half ago, and we want to look at it comprehensively. So we expect ourselves to be really good stewards of this place. We do not want to get 10 years down the road and say, oh my, we have lots of empty space, what shall we do? But rather, what shall we do now so that needs are met, both needs of the sisters and needs of the wider Grand Rapids community? And so that launched us, I would say, into a planning process. So the process then, again, that kind of that backdrop is, let's start a process. So we did, through various arrangements, we tried to look at our buildings, which are in very good shape. We've maintained them very well. We tried to look at our own sister involvement in various things. We have certainly a lot of awareness of things happening in Grand Rapids. We did some consultations, conversations with friends of the congregation, you know, people in the world of public service, social service, legal, accounting, facilities, that kind of thing. And we began to get a sense of what we might do to address the, again, beginning with the residential needs of the sisters. So we had lots of good consultation. Ultimately, we settled on a process where we sent out a communication to about 15 entities. We did not disclose who we were, but we simply said, we have this interesting opportunity. Would you like to learn more? And if you would, we had somebody working with us, and please send in your name, and then we had confidentiality agreements, so forth. Out of that, I guess it was essentially a request for proposals, you might call it. We had about 10 indications of interest, and I think we had 8 different entities submit proposals. And as conversations went on, those folks came and visited our campus, considered their own involvement in projects. It kind of kept narrowing down. We looked at several exciting concepts with really good possible partners. And again, just through this process of what do we need? What could our campus do? And what ideas are these entities bringing to us? We came down to Mercy House St. Mary's and Trinity Health as great collaborators for this planning process. We plan to walk forward with Mercy House St. Mary's and Trinity Health. There's still more evaluation to be done. They want to do very careful, detailed market studies and review of our facilities and, you know, the systems in the buildings and so forth. And then together we're going to figure out in what new ways can this great campus serve others and how can it meet the needs of the sisters.
It sounded as though you were open-minded and being proactive to continue the legacy. Did you know that it was going to be healthcare, or were you open to all possibilities?
I would say we were open and still are open to all possibilities. As sort of independent people might look at our campus and look at our life, it seems kind of logical that many might say, well, gee, senior housing might be a possibility. You know, you already have a lot of housing. You have sisters here in housing. And then, of course, we already have a lot of healthcare of various kinds going on from our campus. We have the Marywood Health Center as a licensed, skilled facility, which cares for several sisters in a long-term situation and also does excellent rehab for people coming out of hospitals after surgeries and so forth. So we have that sort of footprint. We also have a building that we call Aquinata Hall, which is essentially providing assisted living. In the state of Michigan, that's called a home for the aged, but it's essentially assisted living for sisters and laity. And assisted living, of course, includes some medical attention to need. So we sort of already have a footprint of some health care and some residential living, and it seemed like a good place on which to build, on which to grow and study. So we have not made any decisions about building or renovations. Again, that's all in the process.
Do you have a sense of what areas of expertise, what new areas of expertise that Mercy Health St. Mary's might bring to this new campus?
We do have some ideas, and of course they do as well, that they put in their proposal. So on the Mercy Health side, which of course is our local Mercy Health St. Mary's Hospital, they are a hospital and they deliver health care through all kinds of primary care offices of various kinds in our community. And they have some ideas around, with a population that already lives here, you know, meeting their health care needs through doctor's office or something like that. We already have a great tradition, the Dominican Sisters Grand Rapids do, of education. So we have a entity or a program here called Dominican Center at Marywood, which is a spirituality center and conferencing center. And we offer a lot of programs that are pretty much holistic, both looking at spirituality and person. So there may be some opportunities through Mercy Health St. Mary's needs for their own staff education or development, you know, to do some more things with that. And then on the Trinity side, which is, of course, a very large system, Trinity has expertise and around the country runs senior living facilities. They work with congregations of women religious to assist them in their sister care as well as senior housing. So they already bring a lot of expertise and experience in that arena.
I've had a chance to visit the campus. You'll preserve a lot of that green space, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. That, from the first indication we sent out to any interested parties, was this is a whole campus. It's 35 acres. We want a vision that encompasses all of it, that treats our, you know, buildings with respect and our people with respect, that honors and preserves green space, and that integrates well with the neighborhood. Those were all articulated from the beginning, and Mercy and Trinity's response resonated completely with those things.
Sister Maureen Geary with the Dominican Sisters Grand Rapids, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm happy for your interest and really happy to share this news with our greater community.